This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition, shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry, the home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are your hosts.
All right. Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate Edition. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. You know, we've been doing this show, what, 5.5, 6 years-ish?
Yep.
I think this is another new guest on the show.
Absolutely. So we've been working hard to find some new guests and to share some interesting information with our audience.
Yes, we have. Let's get to it. We're joined today by John Tatum. He's the founder and developer of Cloudland Station. John, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Todd. Thank you, Carol. Good to be here.
Well, it's good to have you, John. I appreciate you making time to join us. I know you're awfully busy with Cloudland Station, so grateful for you swinging by. Before we get into our conversation and go deep on Cloudland Station, take a quick minute and tell us a bit about you, your background, and then give us a quick 10,000-foot view of Cloudland.
Okay. Well, I started my career in Atlanta in the financial sector. My brother and I built a firm called Tatum CFO. And after about 10 years of that and a lot of traveling, I decided that I wanted to do something a little different and completely changed, found some land in the beautiful northwest part of of Georgia, and decided to develop a concept which we call Cloudland Station. It's a primary and second home development just a few minutes, only 20 minutes south of downtown Chattanooga.
Wow. I love the Chattanooga area. Mm-hmm. So how big is it and how many people live there? And tell us a little bit more.
Sure. It's about 500 acres mm-hmm. and we put about half of that in conservation.
Wow.
So it's both mountain and valley. I always wanted something that really not only was just views, but something that included a valley floor so that people could enjoy that aspect of their stay there. But we have about 60 to 70 members. Mm-hmm. About 20 people have built there. We have about half of primary home owners, primary residents, and the other are people that come from all over the Southeast. But a lot of people come from Atlanta because of its convenience and their love for Chattanooga. Mm-hmm. You know, Chattanooga is probably one of our best amenities there.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, no doubt about it.
We mentioned there's some primary homes there, but this the appeal seems to be that this is a second home destination. Mm-hmm. I mean, is that, am I accurate? And why, I mean, you kind of just touched on one or two reasons there, but why is it so beloved in that respect?
Well, I think, you know, I'd like to say we've done some beautiful things there, and we have. We've built a lot of amenities. Our theme is a simpler time.
I like that.
So the idea of getting back to the days when, you know, kids were running around in the creeks and turning over stones for crawfish. And we have a water mill and we have an honor system sweet shop where, ooh, you know, people go in all weekend and they just grab what they want and throw money in a 100-year-old cash register. We've been doing that for years and it's just great. So I think people like to get away from the cares of urban mm-hmm. life and get into a world that reminds them of going back to their grandparents. And they're basically handing that as a legacy to their own children and grandchildren mm-hmm. there at Cloudland mm-hmm. Station. But all that, when it really gets down to it, it's just nature. It's just beautiful. And, mm-hmm. and people, I think when they get out there, they realize they need more of that. Yeah. And they do it in a safe place. But then they can quickly hop in the car and go in and have a beautiful evening in Chattanooga, which so they get a little bit of all of that.
And it's not hard to get back to Atlanta.
No, not at all.
Not at all. I mean, you can go up there and spend an evening in a morning and the next morning and then come back the next day. Mm-hmm. You're not worn out.
And you've gotten your piece that you need.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So what about, you know, not only is the location beautiful, but the homes there, I'm assuming are beautiful because I've read that you're a Southern Living inspired community. What does that mean and what are the benefits of that?
We were a founder of a group of 8 communities that were handpicked by Southern Living to be part of this new program. Mm-hmm. And we felt very honored to be part of their brand. And so that biggest thing for us is being able to, to say, hey, you know, we're founder of this incredible brand that is one of the biggest in the South. And that draws a lot of people's interest.
Sure.
But our architecture is very traditional, but it's not designed with one theme in mind. We took a very different approach. We have a little village that we're creating, a little mountain village. And so it's private. Mm-hmm. You know, instead of having a country club facility, we have a village that everybody enjoys. And from that village, architecture changed as it would in the real world. Mm-hmm. Over 100, 200 years, you would have maybe an old schoolhouse that grounded that community 200 years ago. Well, we have that.
It's our coffee shop. That's cool. Uh-huh. Okay.
And then as you move out from the town, you get into the valley, and then you have more of an agrarian type of farmhouse. And then as you move from that up into the ridges, it changes and it becomes more cabin-esque. And then, you know, we have traditional mountain homes as you get further away. So our architecture changes in two vectors. It changes in time. So we have over 200 years of sort of architectural history reflected in our homes. And then we also, it also changes in terms of its distance from the downtown, the old village, because that's the way the real world would have had it evolve. We just did it in 10 years instead of 200 years.
That's fascinating.
That's pretty neat.
That's very, very cool. And I think there's a, you know, as we talk to a lot of new communities that are being developed in and around Metro Atlanta, and they're all really focusing now on adding these green spaces and walk trails and all that, because people are yearning for that. And so it sounds like what you're building here is the real deal. It sounds pretty fascinating. You mentioned some amenities. You talk about this village. Anything else we should be aware of?
Sure. We have like an infinity edge swimming pool, sailing pool, this all stone sitting on the side of a ridge.
That's beautiful.
And below that is another terrace where we have a swimming hole. So a lot of times adults will hang out on the swimming deck, pool deck, and they'll overlook the swimming hole where the kids are on a rope swing and a dock. And then we've got a recreation barn next to that where we've got human foosball. We've got bistro tables, you know, for an outdoor kitchen. We've got ping pong. We've got basketball. We've got sand volleyball.
Oh, wow.
We've got bocce, croquet.
Yeah, a little bit of everything.
We do have a beautiful water mill that, that's always turning. And
really?
We haven't hooked up anything to it yet, but our goal would be to churn some ice cream and some apple cider. You know, pull a couple levers and then you're, you know, you have something, you know, that the mill is creating.
Wow.
We have lots of lookouts. We have, from a natural standpoint, we have the sixth longest cave in Georgia, which is very safe and a lot of fun. We have, it's got a waterfall at the very end of it.
Cool.
We have beautiful waterfalls, creek that comes out of the cave, tumbles down the mountain, and runs through our valley. So lots of natural amenities. You know, our village, it's not completed yet, but we've got a little schoolhouse. We're building an Appalachian Opera House. All the old towns along the Appalachian Range, if they were big enough to have a main street, at one time they had an Appalachian Opera House, and they never had opera, but they used it for vaudeville comedy, and a lot of them now are just used as a civic center. So we said, well, you know, we've got to have that. We've got a little mountain village. We've got to have an Appalachian Opera House. So that's going to be like our fam cave, you know, where families can just go in and enjoy that. We'll have a general store. We just opened up a farm stand called Plucky Peacock. We've got gardens. We've got bees. So we're kind of going down that route so that people can, you know, eat from fresh produce off the land, off our own property. So that's some of the neat amenities that we have.
So I have to ask the million-dollar question. I mean, obviously, you've got a range of product and, you know, a range of back in time. What's the price range to buy a lot or to build a house? How does that work?
Well, we think that our lots are fairly priced to reflect the fact that we've taken nearly half of our property and said we're never developing it. So we've got all these trails that go to these beautiful natural amenities. And then we also have a vast amount of amenities. And so our prices start around $85,000 for some of the not so tiny house lots, you know. And then they go up from there to, you know, into the $150,000. But most of our product is going to be $100,000 to $125,000 in that range. And that's views, internal views, and external views outside the property, and some along the creek. But that's where we are. And then all of our homes, you know, it just depends on how much you embellish the inside. But we do a lot of timber frame, and we have small roofs. We really encourage people to invest small because our rooms are outside. And so that's sort of our unique kind of balance. We even, if somebody wants to build a treehouse, you know, we're different that way. We don't have things that, that you know, covenants against getting creative like that. But we do have a lot of different styles based on what I said earlier, just because of the variety. It just gives it a real authentic look.
Sounds wonderful.
I've heard about this not so tiny house. What is that?
Okay. Well, you know, the tiny house concept, right? It's got such a following. I think that's a little crazy, personally. I mean, those are talking about 50 to 100 square feet,
right?
But there is something to say about, you know, keeping your, especially if it's a second home. I don't want to maintain a lot. Put quality in. You know, but don't necessarily rebuild your same experience you have at home. There's something about getting away from your normal house and going, and as a family, being around the hearth. So a not-so-tiny house is going to range from 600 to 1,000 square feet. and it can sleep six people, but you're going to have a larger room downstairs where you have a fireplace and a kitchen and an open hearth and very small sort of nest for people can go and sleep after they've worn themselves out on the property all day. But that's where life exists. And my own family, we're believers in this. We have our own cottage up there. And we do things at Cloudland Station we would never do at home because of that hearth.
Right.
We pull out the games. And I've got my oldest son's now starting his sophomore year in college. And he still comes back and you know does those kinds of things. He's never too old to do that. But that's part of what I think the smaller home really encourages. And so the not so tiny house is kind of building on that brand, but it isn't so tiny, right?
Right. Yeah. Well, I myself live right now in 1,100 square feet. So you can live very contentedly in that kind of a space. So and especially if you design it and use it right. And that's an overall trend in the entire industry, kind of minimizing a bit and making more effective use of that space. So very, very cool. All right. Well, John, good. Carol, I'm just thinking about what they're going to do with that village during like the holidays.
I'm sitting here waiting on the URL because, you know, I think I'm going to go visit. I might become a resident in a treehouse. Yeah. I'm not kidding.
That would be perfect.
We did open up a new resort right next to us.
Okay.
So you have to drive through that to get to the private community. It's called Candlelight Forest.
Uh-huh.
And we have two treehouses. And those treehouses were recently, like last week, featured as one of 20 international treehouses by Architectural Digest. We were thrilled.
Wow.
And then we have America's very first idea cottage by This Old House up there.
Oh, wow.
And all three of those we rent in the Candlelight Forest. And that's really for people that say, you know, I'm interested. I'm not interested in buying anything, but I want to go visit Cloudland, Chattanooga, and I want a little different experience. And so Candlelight Forest is our foray into that. And the treehouses are just such a fun experience. They sleep six, have 1.5 baths, fully climatized, professionally decorated.
Boy, that's how to do a treehouse. Goodness.
That's so amazing. Some of these treehouses that I've seen and you've seen online, and some of them are on Airbnb and stuff now, are really amazing.
They are.
So when you say treehouse, I'm like, I could have a Mac Daddy treehouse and be very happy.
Sounds great. Well, John, this sounds lovely. Excited to continue to watch this thing grow and evolve and as you flesh out this neat village and all those amenities. So before I let you go, should anyone have any questions of you on any of this, where do they go and learn more about Cloudland Station?
Well, thank you. We have a website, cloudlandstation.com, and we have a blog there. We talk about second home living there, and we're continuing to add to those blogs every month or so. And then if somebody's interested in just enjoying Chattanooga in a unique way, they come to Candlelight Forest. We're on Airbnb as well as VRBO. I guess look up either Treehouse or Chickamauga or This Old House, and you can find those opportunities to be in the to stay in the Candlelight Forest.
That's awesome. I'm on the website right now. I wonder if I can just buy something from
She's going to be smitten. All right,
John. We'd love to sell it to you.
John Tatum, the founder and developer of Cloudland Station. John, great to have you. Thanks again
for
stopping by.
Thank you, Carol.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's About Real Estate Edition. Again, on behalf of today's guest, John Tatum, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. Todd and Carol signing off for now. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll look forward to seeing you next week.